This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for CJ and Malia, they are here to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. A couple of things to keep in mind about Klaus Financial. One is the website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great information. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on the website. You can also listen to each week's previous podcast. You can even sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which is a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast as well. Again, that's online at klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial is complimentary. And again, joining us in studio this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing real well. Great to see you, CJ. And Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good.
Yes, it's spring will be here soon, I hear. There's a rumor going around that eventually it will come. So we've got some great ground to cover this morning. We'll be talking about choosing an IRA or what type of account may suit you best. But before we get rolling on today's conversation and today's topic and take some calls, let's take a look at our Klaus Quiz Question Week, something we do each and every week. We'll do another one this week. Chance to win a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. But again, we always like to go back and not only review last week's question, but give the answer as well. What was last week's question and what was the answer?
So last week's question was, what was the average annual rate of inflation between 1913 and 2013 in the United States? So for that 100-year period, the answer was the annual rate was 3.22%. So congratulations to our winner last week. And for all of you who called in, we appreciate the calls, and hopefully you're learning something every week.
I'd hope so as well. A lot of great information on this program. And don't forget, we're going to do a Klaus Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later on in the show. A little tip, though, typically the answer comes up during the program. The answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show, so just listen closely. So we're going to be talking about choosing which IRA or type of retirement account best suits each person. Now, when it comes to that, I think this is one of those, your individual situations may vary. Am I correct there?
Absolutely. So we talk about this topic quite often in terms of this kind of this broad bucket of retirement plans that are available to people. And as we mentioned on the show, it's quite common for people to primarily be engaging a workplace retirement plan. Now, iterations of those workplace retirement plans can be everything from what most of us know as a 401k, a 403b, a 457, even SEP IRAs are employer-based plans, or simple IRAs are, again, versions of employer-based plans. There's even things known as solo 401ks and KEOs, and mm-hmm. on we go. But those are all versions of employer-based retirement plans, which is what most people engage throughout their lives. However, especially now with young people, we jump jobs, right? We go from this job to another job, and so what ends up happening is we have these old employer-based retirement plans that sit in these old locations. As a matter of fact, I'll bet there's a few of you listeners right now going, yeah, I got a couple of those. And what can become dangerous is losing track of them, not knowing how they're invested. Maybe the company shrinks in size and decides to move it to a different provider, and the costs and the restrictions of the plan change. And so we're typically fans of people knowing where their money is, number one, but number two, maybe trying to consolidate, simplify, diversify. We've used that term before, haven't we, Sean?
Yes.
So consolidate, simplify, diversify is the notion of bringing it all into a singular location, like an IRA as an example. But some interesting facts. So only about 33% of Americans have an IRA, according to TIAA survey in January of 2017. Only about 33%. Back to that reality that most people are engaging a workplace retirement plan and not as much an IRA. IRAs have been around for more than four decades now. They were first introduced back in 1974. And at that time, the contribution limit was just $1,500 per person. And now that contribution limit, by the way, is $6,000 if you're under the age of 50 or $7,000 if you're over the age of 50 is how much you can contribute. Now, we're not going to go into all the details on this, but just kind of word to the wise, warning, as it relates to a traditional IRA and Roth IRAs. Malia will be talking about that in a moment, which type is right for you. There are limits to your ability to make a deduction to a traditional IRA if your income is too high and if you are if a company plan is available to you or to your spouse. So it's kind of wonky. You got to know, am I even eligible for a company plan? Because if I am, I may not be able to make a contribution to a traditional IRA and get a deduction for it. And then some things that we think about, you know, we're already a fourth of the way through the year here in 2019. It's amazing how quickly that goes. And some questions you should be asking yourself with your financial advisor. Are you putting away enough money? Number one. What bucket are you putting it into? Is it a company plan or an IRA? And is it Roth or is it pre-tax? And then again, just watching out for those contribution limits to make sure that you're not going over and could get penalized.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of fantastic information about Kloss on the website. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia, and we will take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We're talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about different types of retirement accounts, choosing the right one, whether it's an IRA or some other type of vehicle. Let's talk then about kind of the better choice. Sometimes people wonder, should I go with a traditional IRA? Should I go with a Roth IRA? And is there really a difference there?
Yeah, so we get this question a lot. Someone hears that someone had good returns, and you say, oh, where did you get good returns? They said, oh, it was in my Roth IRA. So someone walks in the door here and says, I want to sign up for that Roth IRA. I heard it has better returns. And that's what we're going to clarify here. We have to remember that whether we're talking about a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, those are simply registrations of an account, and they have meetings with the IRS. It has nothing to do with the underlying investments. But what you need to understand is that the money you're putting into an IRA is coming out, or you're putting it in, and you're receiving a tax deduction for every year that you put a contribution in. And the IRS is letting you allow it to grow. And then when it comes out, you're going to pay taxes on it because that money has not been officially taxed. So you could actually say two accounts side by side. You could actually say, well, one actually made a little bit more money than the other simply because it was is held in the IRA and you weren't paying taxes along the way. So that could be a confusing point for some people. So you have to understand the tax treatment. You never pay taxes on that money when you put it in. But a Roth IRA works differently. The Roth does not allow for the immediate tax deduction. So someday the distribution will come out to you tax-free. Of course, as always, there's some rules. What a surprise. So one thing, and I think this is a point of confusion, people hear, I hear there's a five-year rule. I can't touch my money I put in my Roth IRA. Well, that's a little wrong. First of all, any contributions you personally have made into a Roth IRA, you could take out those contributions at any time and not have any penalty. However, if you want to take them out and receive your contributions plus earnings and dividends, and you want to receive those tax-free, which is what's so great about a Roth IRA, is the five-year rule. You have to have it sitting in there for at least 5 years before you can do that and take it out penalty-free. And you also have to be over 59 and a half. So you have to satisfy these important items in order to get your money out tax-free. But both CJ and I will tell you, when we're doing kind of legacy planning for our clients, having some of your accounts sitting in Roth IRAs where you are not going to have to, maybe you don't even need the money, you don't have to take out RMDs at 70 and a half like you do with the traditional IRAs from a Roth IRA, those sit there very nicely as maybe eventually being left to grandchildren that will have another 20 to 30 years to allow it to grow. So a Roth IRA is a wonderful instrument. If you don't need the tax deduction today, I mean, this is the kind of the fight. People don't want to pay taxes today, but they don't want to pay them in the future either. So it can really work to your advantage to look at if a Roth could make sense for you. One thing that's really great about the Roth IRA, I mentioned this about the RMDs, is that you can leave the money in as long as you want. So even if you live to be 100 years old or longer, the IRS is not forcing you to take out required minimum distribution. But if someone inherits a Roth IRA, they do have to take out required minimum distributions. They don't have to pay taxes on them, but they do have to take them out systematically because the IRS only allows this to be transferred once and not again and again for future generations. So try to look into it and see if that makes sense for you. One other interesting caveat is the Roth 401ks. So if you have an opportunity to perhaps put some of your contributions into a Roth 401k, at 70 and a half, if you have money in a Roth 401k, they do force you to take some distributions, some RMDs from those. Simply, all you need to do is transfer it over to a Roth IRA, and then you're not forced to do that. But ultimately, people don't like to be forced to do anything. That's why we like to point out when you have to be forced, no one likes that.
And Malia, what about the Roth IRA phase-outs? What do people need to know there?
Right. So like CJ said, this is something you want to sit down with your financial advisor, your accountant, and make sure that if you can even contribute to a Roth IRA, the phase out right now for married couples is between $193,000 to $203,000 if you're filing jointly. And if you're filing individually or head of the household, $122,000 to $137,000. So you may not be able to contribute as much. But again, we always ask our clients, do you have a Roth 401k at work? Because if you have that opportunity at work, there are no phase outs. And so it's a much easier way to put away that money that's going to come out tax-free someday. And you're not going to have the limits of the $6,000 a year. You're going to have your new limits this year of $19,000 into a 401k, a Roth 401k. So great to look at your options.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions about your retirement planning, they are our experts. They'd love to answer your questions right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Also want to hold on to the telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll wrap up our conversation about choosing IRAs or what type of retirement account best suits you. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, and Rick checks in this morning. Rick, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So our employer, my employer this year, has offered us a Roth 401k in addition to the regular 401k. Now, I already contribute my maximum amount to a Roth IRA outside of the 401k.
Yep.
Do I have to be concerned about going over some limit? Can I continue to contribute to both places?
Great question. So it was breaking up there a little bit, Rick. So I'll reiterate your question on the air so everybody could hear it. Rick's question is, hey, I have a Roth IRA outside of my employer, but now my employer has opened up a Roth 401k. Do I need to be aware of any restrictions or double dipping issues? And so the answer to the question, Rick, is first off, great question, because there can be restrictions on these things. The IRS does set total limits when you're looking at various plans that you could be eligible to contribute to. But where you need to probably start looking is, hey, how much can I contribute to my 401k plan as a whole, and how much am I contributing currently? And then what is my total income? So those phase out limits Malia referenced before, between 193 and 203 for a married couple, or 122 to 137 for a single filer, that is the limit of your adjusted gross income for purposes of making a Roth IRA contribution. If you're under those limits, then that means you can not only make a Roth IRA contribution, but you could also be maxing out your 401k. Now, you said they opened up a Roth 401k on top of the ordinary 401k, and that's actually not true. It is within the 401k. So it is one umbrella, and then they say, hey, now you have the option to contribute both pre-tax and Roth money to the one umbrella of the 401k that you have available. So take a look at what you're eligible for. This is really a very specific question associated with you and your advisor or accountant, but Hopefully you can do both, Rick. I just can't confirm that on the air.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Fantastic question, Rick. Thank you for the call. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning right at 8 a.m. You can call right at the top of the hour, start of the show. We'll get you right on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. And, of course, we are talking about Roth IRAs, 401ks, kind of picking that retirement account which is best for your individual situation or accounts. Is there anything else we need to know when it comes to before we kind of fund these IRAs? What type of information should people kind of be looking out for?
Yes, there are a couple of other things to be aware of. And let me just applaud Rick. Really, really, really good question. Because when you're talking about multiple retirement plans, especially if you're married, it gets complex, and you need to make sure you're not going over certain limitations there. But again, any good experienced financial advisor or accountant can give you very specific direction as it relates to Rick's question. But yes, there's some other things to be aware of. You must have earned income. We've talked a lot about this before, right? Earned income. Now, earned income in the eyes of the IRS is obtained by participating in a business or trade. And earned income typically includes salaries, bonuses, wages, commissions, and tips. There can be other things that are deemed as earned income, but sometimes people will come in and say, hey, I have Social Security income. Can I take that Social Security income that I don't need and make an IRA contribution? And the answer to that would be no, that's not deemed as earned income. But as Malia has said in the past, if you earn even just $4,000 a year, right, working at the local trinket shop, whatever it might be, you can take that $4,000 and make an IRA or Roth IRA contribution, again, as long as there's no other restrictions or limitations that apply based upon a spouse. And also remember, spouses can make contribution for a non-working spouse. So these are known as spousal contributions. Again, you have to be careful if you're eligible for an employer-based plan and what your total adjusted gross income is. But assuming that you're below some of those limitations, you could make a contribution for yourself out of your earned income and for a spouse. And then finally, remember, you cannot contribute to a traditional IRA after the age of 70 and a half. Let me repeat that. You cannot contribute to a traditional IRA after the age of 70 and a half, but you can contribute to a Roth IRA as long as you have earned income. And finally, if we haven't confused you enough, because there's all these rules and then exceptions to rules, if you're in an employer-based plan and it's a Roth 401k or a Roth or a traditional 401k, then the age 70 and a half really doesn't matter at all, and you can just do whatever you want to do. So I don't get it, you guys. We don't set these rules. We just have to abide by them.
Oh, that is fun stuff. Talking with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Always fun doing Money in Motion with them. Don't forget, if you've been listening to the program, you'd like to talk with CJ, Malia, and everyone at Claus Financial, they'd love to talk with you. That first appointment's not going to cost you a thing. Pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because in just a moment, I will ask you the Claus quiz question of the week. One more thing, of course, the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Time now for the Claus quiz question of the week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Claus quiz question of the week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cracker Barrel. This week's Claus quiz question of the week is this. After the age of 70 and a half, where can you still contribute retirement monies into? Is it A, a traditional IRA, or B, a Roth IRA? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer. Win that $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. Don't forget as well, that is the telephone number for Claus Financial's office. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always fun hanging out. Great to talk with both of you.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. The doctor will be in next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Claus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Claus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Claus Financial.